Second date update.
All right, before we get to our second date update, I want to remind people, go to KSCS.com and vote on the best second date update of the year. We've got 8 from the last year. We need to narrow it down to 4 with our brackets, so we will do that at the beginning of this week and move forward. It's not unlike March Madness, but with second date updates, so you can vote at KSCS.com. All right, we got Evan standing by. Evan went out with Grace, had a great time, but only one date. He never heard from Grace again. We're going to see if we can help him out. First of all, Evan, tell everybody how you met Grace.
So I've known Grace for years. So we went to school together. We've been good friends. I moved away after high school to Georgia to go to school, and I stayed there for a bit. So I came back, and you know how Facebook does that, you know, people you may know thing pop up? And
yes, yes.
It's almost like Facebook's trolling you. Uh-huh. Like, you know exactly where you are at all times. So she popped up on there, and I was like, holy crap, there's Grace. And I friend requested her, and then she accepted. And so I wrote her a message and said, hey, let's go out for a drink. Let's go have a date.
Okay. Did that work?
It did, yeah. We went out. I thought we went out and had drinks and had dinner, and everything went great until, you know, the next day I'm blocked on Facebook. I can't even contact her anymore.
Whoa, blocked? That's like straight up.
Yeah, that's pretty serious.
Legit. Yeah.
It was the next day. It was like, boom, blocked.
Okay, did anything go wrong on the date? Maybe somebody drank too much or anything?
Yeah, to get blocked, that's serious.
No, we weren't drunk or anything. It was like 2 drinks max.
Okay. Well, let's see if we can call her, see if we figure out what's going on here, and see if we can at least get you unblocked and then work from there, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Hi, is this Grace?
It is.
Hey, this is Hawkeye, Jasmine, and Connected K from 96.3 KSCS Radio, Hawkeye in the Morning. Can we talk to you on the air for a second?
Okay.
I know it's kind of odd that a radio station just calls you out of the blue, but the reason we're calling is we have a feature in our show called Second Date Update, and people call us we had a great first date, but for some reason never progressed to a second date. We got a call about you.
Oh, great.
Do you remember going out with Evan?
Yes, I do.
Well, he said you guys had a great first date. I guess you reconnected from your days back in high school and stuff. And he said afterwards, he tried to ask you again. You didn't just turn him down. You blocked him from Facebook.
Yeah, I did. I'm kind of upset about a little thing that happened that I didn't know about. My brother and him knew each other. And I found out that when they were younger, Evan, like, burned down his treehouse.
What?
Like literally burned it down.
When did you find this out?
Well, when I told my brother that, you know, I went out with him, he was like, wait, Evan? And I said, yeah. He told me, he's like, you've got to be kidding me. I don't ever want you to talk to him again. You block him. He's no good. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Why? What happened? And he told me, and my brother and I are really close. So I was like, that's not just like something kids do. That's like a bad thing.
Do you remember this happening when the treehouse got burnt down? Do you remember that?
I do remember that day that it got burned down. I mean, it was like this huge deal because the fire department was out and everything. And I didn't know all the details about it because we were young, you know. But when he told me that this guy that I just went out with was the one that burned it down, I'm like, oh my God, I'm dating like this Unabomber guy.
Well, we actually have Evan on the other line. He didn't mention anything about this. He just said you guys were friends in high school. Would it be okay if we brought him in on this conversation just to kind of, you know, see what the deal is and what's going on here?
Yeah, I guess.
Evan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I didn't realize it was taken that seriously. I mean, we were 13. I felt bad about it. You know, I got in a lot of trouble for it as well. It wasn't like it was like swept under the rug. And I thought it was gone. It's been over 10 years.
Yeah, but I'm still kind of in shock. It wasn't like you guys were just playing with sticks and you started a fire. You burned down a treehouse that he loved. And
I was young. We were young. Is there a way that I can talk to Brian? And we haven't talked in over 10 years, so I would like to sort
this
thing
out. I don't think that's a good idea. He was really upset when I told him that the two of us went out. Brian's like, he's my brother, dude. And that was something that, I mean, I remember it happening. And now that I find out that you're the one that did it, that's just, it's weird and it's uncomfortable.
Grace, at the very least, can I at least text your brother, you know, apologize for it and try and sort it out. I mean, I feel terrible.
I'm going to say no. I mean, you can do whatever you want, but I don't think that that'd be a good idea.
Well,
I'm
going to jump in here because our goal was to see if you two might like to go on a second date, but there's other things going on here, Grace, and correct in assuming that you'd rather just kind of move on from this.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Evan.
Wait. If it's going to be uncomfortable for you, it's going to be uncomfortable for me, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Grace, you're very sweet to come on the air. I really appreciate your time this morning.
Oh, thank you, guys.
All right.
Good luck, Evan.
Thanks.
All right, Evan. Obviously, to get the answer you're looking for, a lesson learned here for others out there. Sometimes things you do as a kid follows you along in life.
Yeah, don't burn down tree houses.